The thing with the fear of the cops, and again, I recognize this is in effect offensive. What I'm doing now, I will ask this black man to speak for all of Black America.
I speak for myself.
Yeah, that's it. And I apologize. Yeah. Are you afraid of the police lights in the rearview mirror?
No, I'm not sure if I told you this before. I think I may have off air. When I was younger, and I was delivering the paper, the very paper that you wrote for, Mr. Lonsberry.
That means one of us is old.
I was delivering the paper. We just moved from the city to the suburbs. It was like I had been there maybe a month, and it was winter months. And I wanted to take one of my first jobs, and it was as a paper boy. And it was wintertime, and I had this big old coat on and had the bright orange and blue bag with the papers delivering it. And the neighborhood treated me fine. The whole neighborhood knew who I was. They would, like, you know, sometimes give me a cup of hot cocoa or say hi, you know, hey, here comes Wilson. He's coming through. And everyone was very friendly. But some people did not know who I was, you know. So some people, you know, you have to throw the paper on the porch and just keep going. I remember towards the end of my paper route, I started being followed by a police officer. My brother had been driving me around at the time because it was very cold. And I'm like, I wonder why we're being followed. My brother was not breaking any laws, not speeding, stopping at every stop sign, doing anything we're supposed to do. So we're like, okay. So after I finished, my brother wanted to buy me a donut. Or, you know, and share a donut or whatever. So,
yeah, let's have a treat.
Yep. So we drove up to it. There was a little Wegmans on Brooks Avenue at that time. So we drove up there. The police officer followed us to that Wegmans. I was like, that's kind of odd. Went in, got our donuts, went back to our car. Police officer still there. Followed us. The police officer was following us back home. And about three or four houses before our house, turn the lights on, pull us over. So my brother's like, was I speeding? And I'm like, no, we're wearing our seatbelts. We're doing everything we're supposed to do. We're not breaking any law. I don't know what's going on. So the cop came and asked for my brother's ID, and he gave it to him. Asked for mine. Again, I'm like 14, so I don't even have an ID. so I'm like,
my paper bag.
So the first thing the cop said, and this is how we knew it was probably a racial thing, is, I didn't pull you over because you're black, because my best friend is black. And that already set the tone of, okay, you pulled us over because we're black. And the cops said that they had reports of someone going door-to-door robbing houses. And I fit that description. Now, again, I mind you, I'm wearing this big, bright blue and orange bag on my side as I'm walking door-to-door. So it kind of obvious as to what I'm doing. You know, delivering
papers. The same paper bag used by every other paper deliverer in that whole region.
Pretty much. So that officer called backup. Backup came. They got us out of the car. They searched the car, searched me, searched my brother, searched everything. They found a Walkman that my brother had that he used the extra because he was a wrestler for the high school. So he used to wear a Walkman to work out. Told us that it was illegal to wear the Walkman while driving. Mind you, this is an AM/FM Walkman, and we have a tape player. I'm like, why would we put a Walkman on?
Yeah.
My father finally sees this, starts coming out of the house. That's when the cops told us that we were all set. You know, there was a misunderstanding. Have a nice day, and took off.
Yeah.
So at that point, I did not like the cops at that point. But as my life went on, and I got into, like, working the door and becoming a bouncer and all that stuff, and the cops actually helped me out in a lot of situations when things got bad, I regained a respect for them. And I haven't really had any issues with them since that point, but I will not forget that point.
Sure.